told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Hello, hello, welcome back to 615 Guys, the number one podcast, recorded on a ping pong table. We finally have all the guys brought back to the 615 today. My name is Jackson, we got Sean.
What's up?
We got Connor.
Yo, yo.
We got Mr. Denton Dodson.
Hello, everybody.
Finally got all the guys here back in the studio today, but first we want to thank our sponsor for this week's episode. Denton, take it away for us.
You guys ever just wake up and you want to build a house? Or a small business.
I would love to do that, actually.
Or a restaurant.
Yep.
Or just a commercial build.
That, absolutely, yes, all the time.
Well, look no further than Cliff Carey General Contractors. You can hit them up to build a house, you know? Mm-hmm. You're playing with your Lincoln Logs or any other, I don't know, Legos, and you're like, man, this just doesn't do it for me anymore.
I
got to go
Legos.
To the real thing. You can hit them up, and they'll help you. I mean, that's a perfect solution. You want to build a house?
Or a recording studio.
Yeah. Maybe you want to start a podcast.
Yeah, maybe you want to start a podcast. You can check them out. Make sure to check them out on Facebook at Cliff Carey General Contractors for all your building needs. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
What has it been, like 3 weeks since we've been
here? It's felt like a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Like, I almost forgot how to drive here, I'm going to be honest. I was like, wait, is it this turn?
Oh, I turned into the wrong neighborhood.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you were so late.
Yeah, always late.
That ain't the first time, though.
Yeah. How many episodes we at?
13.
I've been late 13 times. Actually, no. Once I got here before Sean, and I got here before all y'all.
I remember it's my house.
Oh, yeah,
so
but then you came to Lowe's, though. So you ended up being late.
No, that was a different one. One time I got here, I think it was the Jody episode. Yeah, the Jody episode, I beat everyone here, including Sean.
I remember I was the very last person here because the Alabama game was playing, and I had to stay at the house.
Mm. Yeah, didn't y'all lose that game?
We did lose that game, but it was a heck of a way to go to overtime, I'll tell you that.
That game was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Alabama, did y'all see that Texas and Oklahoma officially reached out?
I saw where Sankey put out a statement on it about, 2025, I think.
Well, I don't know what the years and dates are, but they did officially reach out today trying to join the SEC.
That whole conference is about to fall apart. The Big 12. Yeah.
Didn't they say they have already left the Big 12, though?
Yeah.
So what are they going to do till then?
Pull Notre Dame, I guess. Just go conference-less.
Huh. Yeah. Or if the SEC lets them join, just beat it this year.
That's going to be pretty crazy, though. I mean, I wasn't really paying attention enough. I was alive, but I didn't pay attention enough whenever A&M and Missouri joined. But
I don't remember how it was.
This is the first time that I've actually seen, in my lifetime, paying attention, teams leaving a conference to join a new one.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll work. I don't know if they'll let them do it this year, or if it'll be you can join in 2025, or how it'll be done.
It's kind of weird because they're not even in the Southeast, you know? So,
well, they're in the South, so I mean, it kind of works out. I mean,
well, where's Missouri at?
Like middle of Missouri the is? Country
in Missouri.
Yeah, really, Missouri's not Southeast either.
Yeah, I didn't think they were.
It's like left of us.
It's the left west. And up.
Yeah, left.
It's left and up.
So Northwest.
No.
No, Missouri.
No, Northwest is like Oregon and.
Well, I mean, that's
all the way north, there. Northwest yeah, of us though. Like if you,
yeah.
Yeah, Missouri's of the states that touch us. Yeah, I guess they.
Do we
touch
border
us.
Them?
They're like the top left arm.
Yeah,
we do.
Okay. We border like
seven states or something.
It's right above Arkansas. For some reason, I thought it was like down to the left, but
no.
I did my states when I was in seventh grade. Louisiana.
The Bayou.
Oh yeah.
Y'all remember that?
What? Louisiana?
No. You learned where all the states were in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, that was
we
that
did
was
that
so bad.
Just to pass time in seventh grade after we had done all of our tests.
That's exactly what we did in seventh grade.
It was actually kind of fun, trying.
Yeah,
to,
yeah, it was.
You know, who can get as many right or the most right?
I used to win.
I used to get all of them because I'm, awesome. Yeah,
cracked.
You're a pretty smart guy, then.
I actually used to know all the capitals, too.
The Capitals. Capitals were hard.
That one was hard, though.
Yeah, it was. What's the capital of Washington?
Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
Speaking of all these states, you know, we've pretty much been in all these states these past 3 weeks, pretty much. I feel like we've all been in, like, a different...
We've all been
in a different area. So I know
I went on my first plane ride.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yep. You've never been on a plane?
I've been on a plane, but I was three. So this is my first, like, conscious plane ride. And it was...
How'd you like it?
It was cool because it was, like, the perfect amount of time. It was, like, 55 minutes.
Yeah.
So it was, like, I got the plane experience, but it was, like, as soon as I was, like, all right, I'm bored. We boarded. Yeah, we got there.
See, I hated the plane ride to Boston because it was, like, well over an hour. And once you get to that hour point in a plane, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
And I was alone, too.
Oh, you should try flying to Paris. I think it was like six or seven hours.
Yeah. Heck no.
Yeah. I flew 5 hours to California.
I went to Paris like, around 10 or something.
See, I don't like being in the air that long.
No,
like,
it was terrible. Oh, it was so bad.
Like, I couldn't do that. Did you have any turbulence?
I wasn't in it long enough for any problems.
Yeah, no.
No, it was kind of smooth sailing.
Where'd you go?
Panama, the country.
Legs starting to hurt and you have to like try and stretch them, but like, there's no room to stretch them.
Yeah.
The one time me and Connor flew by ourselves was in eighth grade. All of our families were in Panama City, and we just got back from a trip from Washington, and so we had to fly in by ourselves. But that was a tough ride because it was just bumpy the entire way. You remember that?
Did y'all clean off the bus after?
The bus?
Yeah.
That's a story for another day. Yeah,
in my opinion, flying by yourself is pretty fun, though.
Yes, I felt so cool. I felt like Kevin McAllister. Is that his last name? Yeah, I felt like I was on some Home Alone stuff right there. I was like, I'm about to get left. I'm about to star in a movie. It was kind of cool, though. I felt like a big boy.
Attaboy. So, Sean, where have you been in your 3 weeks?
For 3 weeks? I mean, last week I got back from Ohio. Right. A couple weeks before that, I went to Indiana for some soccer. Just like I was in Ohio. But haven't really been anywhere. Oh, I also went to Kentucky right after Ohio. So,
I've been a lot of soccer. I wonder how many states, like if you even like just flown through or drove through, we've been in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a bunch.
Well, you've flown through other states. You get a flight through other states.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah, and we went through Alabama driving back. Okay. I drove back.
With what car?
Well, they were already, the people I was with were already down there, so I just rode with them back. Yeah. And it was the quickest drive ever. We left Panama, and I closed my eyes, and I opened them, and we were 3 hours away from home. It was crazy.
Panama's nice because it's at, like, the border between, Florida.
I mean, it's still 8 hours away.
It was eight?
Yeah.
I thought it was seven.
Me and Connor, we have been in, we were pretty much in Atlanta for the past 2 weeks, or more just all parts of Georgia, since Perfect Game likes to put us in totally opposite ends of Georgia for different games.
Like, we had to drive, an hour and a half from one high school to the other?
So, yeah, our first game.
And one tournament.
Our first game. Same tournament. There's 430 teams in it.
Wow.
And
a lot of teams.
Yeah, it was a ton. Crazy. And we played at Reinhardt University, our first game. Where that is... Don't ask me.
They had two restaurants in their city.
A Subway and a coffee shop.
They were right next to each other.
That's it. That's the smallest town I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
And then they have the college.
In what state?
It's in Georgia, but I don't know what the city is.
Okay.
We went from Reinhardt University, played that game, and then we had to go, it was about, an hour and a half to 2 hours drive?
To Locust Grove,
Georgia. Played two games there, and then it was kind of all over the map from there, from like anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour. But it's normally just like a 10-minute drive, like if you had Lebanon traffic. But my goodness, Atlanta traffic is the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. It is awful. Yeah. I was having road rage, and I wasn't even driving. I was sitting in the back seat. Like, it was awful.
Tell you something that was cool about Locust Grove, though, was there was a bowling alley, and my friend Jackson here bowled a 153.
Yeah,
that's
and lost.
Yeah, and lost.
I lost. And
the last time I went bowling, I bowled so bad, I rolled a 53.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not good.
My first two rolls of the first game, I got, like, a 9 and, like, a spare. And I was like, ooh, this is my calling. And then I got, like, 1-3-3-1-1-1. Gutter ball, gutter ball. It was bad.
Yeah, dude, I was rolling that game. And I came in clutch to even have a chance to win. But then Connor's dad, you know, he got me. Old Jeff Gannon got me, I think, at the end of it. He ended with 154.
He clutched up.
He beat you by one?
One pin. It was a heartbreaking loss, I'm not going to lie.
The last frame, he bowled a strike, and then he bowled a 7, and then he had to hit the last three.
This is Jeff that we're talking about.
Yeah, he had to hit the last three pins to win it. Two would have tied it, and he hit all three and beat him by one.
Dang.
But no, to even get in that situation, I bowled a strike, and then a 9 in the 10th frame. I was one pin away.
Gotta battle, stay alive.
I was one pin away from a turkey.
I used to always get turkeys on Wii Bowling.
Wii Bowling
really
was
not
so
the better
fun.
Player. I mean, what can I say?
I mean, I'm back home. I'm training now at Pro Bowl West.
Oh yeah, and I beat Jackson at Pro Bowl.
He did. I was off that day.
He didn't even score 100.
I did.
That's
I scored
terrible.
98. That was pathetic performance.
Try scoring 53. Yeah, I was ready to end all bowling exhibits across the world.
See, I was too. See, after we played, three games while we were there? Three bowling games?
Mm-hmm.
The first time, I bowled like a 70-something. It was nowhere close. Then I bowled like a... Yeah, the next day, I bowled like a... The next game, we played the next day, I got a 153. So I go from like 70 or 90-something to 153.
You just needed a warm-up.
I just needed a warm-up. And that's why I think I scored 98 that first game at Pro Bowl. Because I think if I had one more game the other day, I feel like I would have been in the 150 club again. Bold statements, but it's
didn't
okay.
Maddie almost beat you?
Oh my god!
No, she did not.
I think she was like 80 something.
Hold on. If she got 80. The gutters were up, weren't they?
No, they weren't up. I swear, she
Maddie?
Impressed
she
everybody.
She did get 80 something.
Yeah.
Did she just like actually roll it, or would she just like roll it kind
of
slow?
Oh no,
just...
she probably used one of the little like
the
little ramp.
But no, there was no ramps involved, no gutters. Like,
did she just roll it slow?
Yeah. You're super slow and straight.
I don't know how, but like she would hit the pin so softly, but they just kept tumbling over.
Yeah,
and she would get 9 like every time.
Now she couldn't get that one pin.
Yeah,
like,
she couldn't get the one.
If you gave her one pin, there's no way. But she really impressed me. I was proud. I did not think that she would get anywhere close to what she got.
Yeah, but I won $5 off of Jackson that night.
I plan to win it back though, so it doesn't really matter.
That sounds like some Brody gambling right there. I remember every time we used to go to Fuller's and watch like NFL games, he'd bet like $1 over the coin toss and then $5 in a game of pool and then $5 in ping pong, and he would lose.
He'd lose it all.
Every single time.
See, that's me only on the Super Bowl. I remember I bet on the over-under of time on the national anthem, won that, won the coin toss, and then I won the spread. So I was 3-for-3 Super Bowl night, and I was feeling good about myself.
How much did you make?
I think I only bet like
$3.
five bucks for each thing, so it wasn't much. It was like maybe a
5 times 3.
Yeah,
15.
Well, no. You don't. You get like money back depending on how. Like, I don't know. I forgot how much I made. It was like in the 20 something.
It's not bad.
Profit.
I did the Bleacher Report. It's called Perfect Picks. You do it. They do it for all sports. And I did it for the Super Bowl, and I think mine were all right. Also, speaking of football, it's about to be fantasy football time, baby.
I am ready.
I'm hype. I'm ready.
We had a few fantasy football segments last football season, right?
We did, and we will this year. We'll do Denton's weekly picks. I'll help y'all
new
out.
New segment.
Yes.
It's flying around the corner. You know us flying around the corner? Mr. Connor Gannon.
Oh my god.
That's another thing that happened while we were gone.
Connor's now a criminal.
Connor now has a record on him. He does.
He
went to jail.
A speeding record.
I went to jail. I didn't go to jail.
You want to explain what happened, Connor?
Yeah, so you know how West Main and Lebanon, Tennessee is 30 miles an hour?
Right,
yes.
Speed limit?
Like how it should be, probably.
No, it
might be higher.
It should be at least 35.
Like, 40. At least 35.
I wouldn't say
40. If you're not going 40, you're walking. You go over 40, so I'd say 35 is good.
So 35. I've been known to have a heavy foot on the gas. So I'm just cruising, you know, going about 40.
It was
and then 40. there goes this downslope. And, you know, the downslopes always give you an extra couple miles an hour.
Yeah,
a couple, not three. 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
in Connor's defense, no one was on the road.
Yeah, nobody's on the road.
Other than a police officer. I was on the road. I was right in front of them.
Take into consideration. Okay, so look. It's like 10 o'clock at night, all right? 4th of July weekend.
I have a
cops are going to be my taillights out,
so the cops are already looking at me. And
well, they couldn't look at you. You were just flying by.
Let me tell you, we were at Sonic, I think, right?
Yes, yeah, we were at Sonic right before that, yeah.
And I left before him and I see him coming down like he was going fast. I was going about 38 and I see him coming up on me.
It's kind of one of those things you try to, you know, get in line with Sean and like y'all look at each other like
I knew it too. Or something. And then I see the cop pull up behind him, and I just started dying laughing.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
He came out of nowhere.
I've seen Eli get pulled over. I remember we were both late for, like, Lebanon practice, and he was speeding down, like the turning lane, and he got pulled over.
Did he get a ticket?
Yeah.
Mm. See, it was funny because I left a little bit. Like, I've sat in my car for just a second or two after they all left. And I'm coming up, and I see somebody's pulled over at Saki.
He's fighting a police officer.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
Resisting his arrest, trying to, like, run away. Yeah. But so I'm driving down, and I see it's a white truck, and I'm like, this truck looks awfully familiar. And then I see the 615 guy sticker in the top left corner, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you're tainting
our image, Connor.
Yes. Yeah.
That cop's probably like, man, those 615 guys are just criminals.
Yeah. This must be a criminal gang.
But yeah, I've learned my lesson. Now I don't speed anymore.
On
wink,
West Main.
Wink. Yeah.
On West Main.
It was funny. The other day, I was, me and Maddie were at Baskin Robbins, and we see Connor's. Oh, I was talking to Connor on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm just driving.
Just speeding.
Just driving around. And I go, where are you at? And he said, well, I'm on West Main right now. And I'm like, oh, you better not get pulled over. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, I got a cop right beside me right now. And I look in my rearview mirror, and I just see a white Tacoma going about like 25.
I'm going like 25.
The cop goes around, like he gets in the other lane and goes around Connor.
The cop dusts me, bro, because I'm going like 25. He's going like 38
yeah,
or something
he was probably
like
mad
that.
At you.
Yeah, but I was
get
not,
it going on, man.
I was not getting pulled. If anything, I'm getting pulled over for going too slow. You know,
which you can do.
You can.
Can you get a ticket for that though?
Probably.
But I mean, I've
disturbance of the peace.
It'd have to be like an absurd, like five miles an hour.
Yeah,
like,
slow.
Which I've never heard anybody to get a ticket for being too slow.
Yeah, they need to do that more though.
That's very true.
Like, bro, like. If you're not speeding, you're going too slow. You don't got to speed a lot, but like the speed limit of 45, go 50.
Like if you're not like if you're not going 90 on the interstate, like come on.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
And that's why Connor's gotten pulled over.
Yeah, that is right. All right, moving back to the Atlanta tournament and all that, we played at East Cobb, and the last day we were there, there was 80 of the top 100 kids in the freaking U.S. were there at this tournament, all right? I mean, we were pretty good.
I felt very out of place. Yeah. Like, size-wise, there was kids that were, like, triple my size. And I was kind of I was really intimidated, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there was commits everywhere. There was college coaches everywhere. Speaking of that, my dad actually got to talk to Tony Vitello, who is the University of Tennessee baseball head coach, for about 5 to 10 minutes.
How'd that happen?
He said, okay, my dad claims he was just walking down the, you know, the walkway, and then he looks up from his phone, and it's Tony Vitello, and he's like, what's up, coach? And I'm like, you knew exactly he was there. And so we have a condo in Knoxville, and we're actually neighbors with Tony Vitello. So that was kind of like my dad's, like, his way in to talking to him. So
I know where your condo is in Florida.
I know where you live.
Tony. I know where you live in Florida.
Like, Tony probably thinks my dad's weird, like stalking him and all that. But I mean, it is Tony Vitello. But Tony Vitello was like, yeah, you got a kid up here or something, I'm guessing. And my dad's like, yeah, I mean, he's not good enough to play for Tennessee, but yeah, he's on 5-star Mid South, but. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool getting to talk to head coach Tennessee, who's just in the College World Series.
And your dad did you wrong.
I mean, my boy
Connor ain't too good at baseball, but he plays it.
Sean, if you look at these kids at these tournaments, I mean, it's
the team he was watching was our national team.
And they got guys who are huge. You
your
know?
Dad could have done you so good. Yeah, he's on 5-star. Yeah. National. Yeah. National.
Well, no. I would be like, yeah, he plays for 5-star.
5-star national if it's out. He's on 5-star. Starting third baseman, actually. 5-star.
Oh, is that right?
But yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was,
yeah, you
it
said
was,
there was like 500 teams.
Yeah. Now, some of them were gosh awful. But
yeah, that's how it always is. You can't have 480 great teams.
Yeah. But
like, y'all were in it.
A team that beat us this summer in a previous tournament, they made it to the Elite Eight. I just wanted to say Elite Eight because, you know, it's March Madness.
March Madness.
But they made it to the Elite Eight. You remember that? The East Coast. The East Cobb Astros.
Texas Orange.
They were pretty good.
It's a long name. They have some long names at East Cobb.
Yeah.
Like East Cobb, Astros.
East Coast Sox.
That's not a part with East Cobb. But
I know, but like, I'm just talking about other teams with long names.
That's not really a long name.
East Coast Sox. I mean, it's three words. I guess ours is long, too.
5-star Mid-South. I mean, it's a...
Does like Florida and Texas have like really good like teams for baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I feel Georgia, like that's how it is for every single sport.
Georgia's yeah, because that's all the baseball. Athletes come from.
So, it's like in California.
Well, pretty much the entire South.
Yeah.
Is
South
baseball.
Is South is
yeah.
Like and then a little bit of West Coast, I guess you could say. But like everything north, it's nowhere the same. Like I mean like college wise, it's just, like big Division I's is the same because it's a Division I school, but if we're talking like just travel ball straight, it's completely different here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like your big baseball states, you got like Georgia, Florida, Texas, a little bit of California, and I mean, I just think that's how it is for every single sport.
Yeah,
that's how it is with soccer.
Yeah, and
it's kind of like it's kind of like with what's it called, football.
Yeah, I mean
Texas.
It's the same states.
Texas and Georgia.
Yeah, I saw something. It was like NFL players by state.
Florida, yeah.
And it was like, I'm guesstimating the numbers, but it was like Tennessee had like 400. Georgia had like 400. Texas had like 600. Florida, I already said Florida, I think, had like 400. And then California had 1,029.
But no, it's funny because like legit, I don't think we, no matter like some of the fields that we played at, for baseball, were terrible.
Oh, we played a whole tournament where it was grass infields every single time. And I don't just mean, like, not a softball field. I mean, literally, the old Toronto Blue Jays, like, they had three circles of dirt, and it was an entire tournament. And it wasn't the same place. We would travel to different cities, and all their fields were like that.
Well, that's how we would go to different high schools, and every single high school, like, baseball field would be terrible. But you'd look over about 200 yards down the road, you see the huge football stadium with the full turf, and it's just like the nicest thing you've ever seen in your life. And I'm like, how does this baseball field and this football field go to the same school?
Yeah.
The funding's not even.
Nowhere near.
It never is. It's not even at Lebanon.
No, not at all.
It can't be, though, because there's like 60 more players on a football team.
And I just mean that's where you're viewing. Like, there's going
to
be more fans.
Yeah, that's where everyone goes to watch. Right. Football game. Get all your money.
Yeah. I'm ready for football season.
I'm also
going to be running the flags.
Fantasy football season.
Are you going? Are you running the flag this year, Ben?
Yeah.
You are?
Since Pap ain't listening, I'm going to take over the student section. I'm going to be the real leader. I'm the leader everyone wants. He can be the fake leader of the student section, but behind the curtains, y'all know who the real man in charge is.
You heard it here first on 615, guys.
Yeah. It's a 615 guy takeover.
Our leader.
We're going to get a flag.
615. We should run out
what
of 615 guys.
I could carry
it.
That would
run
be
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think we could do that.
Let's do that.
Free sponsorship.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I think we should do that.
You know how many people would see that?
A lot.
That would be
Make
awesome.
Sure we actually add podcasts at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Connor does have a point there. 615 guys, what? Band?
Yeah, exactly.
TV show? Company?
Yeah.
Paper company?
Yeah. Thunder Mifflin. People, person, paper.
That's what Aaron Rodgers wore in the training camp.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a Kevin Malone and Chili.
Yeah.
Chili shirt. It's kind of funny.
So he's finally like playing with him.
I'm surprised he came back.
One last dance is what he said.
Oh, okay, good.
So is it official he's retiring after this year? Like, no doubt, or just
probably
last
not,
year Green
but,
Bay?
Well, he might just stay. It's just a one last dance, and then he'll probably
stay.
It's just, you know, media attention.
Yeah.
Well, after him and Devontae Adams posted that Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen thing, that kind of stirred up a lot of controversy and where he will be after this year. Sean, I forgot you're a Packers fan. What do you think about all this?
Yeah, Sean.
I'm definitely excited.
You're excited?
I'm sure your whole family was.
Yeah. I
mean, why wouldn't you be excited?
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is the only player on the Packers he knows.
It is not true.
Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
And Devontae Adams.
Who's your center?
Center?
That's
random. I do not know.
Who's your running back?
Aaron Jones.
There you go. He's
and
always
you got
on my
Quadzilla,
fantasy.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. I'm gonna
Saquon's.
Pick him first round in our draft.
I always get Aaron Jones. I'll fight you on it. I had Dalvin Cook and Aaron Jones. We're not going
to
talk about
it. All I'm saying is that. You shouldn't be listening. Actually, no, you should listen to Denton because he was the one that
I won
win.
Jackson the Super Bowl.
He won me the championship last year in fantasy
I
football.
I did.
I think I'm – am I back-to-back champion? I think I am.
I've lost count
of all my championship rings over the years just because
– I think it's just two.
I scored the second most points in the league, but I also allowed the most points in the league by 200. So, in other words, since you don't play fantasy football defense, I got the most unlucky schedule you could possibly get. Uh-huh. Everyone in the league would score like 93 points one week, and I'd score like 138, and whoever I was playing would score 160, and I'd lose.
It's really all luck, fantasy football is.
Yeah, because like Nick and Jake at one point were first and second, and they had the least amount of points in the league.
Yeah.
They just got the easiest
they would
luck
win
of the draw.
They score 90 or something.
Yeah.
I remember I had a few weeks like that, or I would have a few weeks where I would get lucky and have the worst week of my life, but I would be playing somebody who forgot to set their lineup.
Yeah, who just got logged out at Bryce Kelly.
Yeah, and never got logged in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that were me, I would find a way in. I don't think I still have my $10 for some of those people.
You probably don't.
I paid.
I know. The loyal people paid, and those would be the people that get into the league next year.
Yeah.
As I am the commissioner.
You are going to set it up again?
I'm co-commissioner. Yeah, I was looking at that because it renewed. Like, while I was at the beach, Jake asked, when does fantasy football start? And I was like, oh, soon. And then literally the next morning, I got the notification. It was like, your league auto-renewed. Man, I'm looking at some of the names. They were awesome. Awesome team names.
What was mine?
Armed Rogery.
Oh, because I had Aaron Rodgers.
Remember, I had my profile pic was the meme from The Last Dance. I think that was what I had.
What was your name?
Was it not?
No. Walsh's name was Lost $10 More Dollars.
Yeah, I think Walsh has never been anywhere near good. Well, he would be like, do I want Derrick Henry or Michael
or
Thomas?
Or the Chargers defense?
He always picks a receiver first, and that's stupid. You got to pick a running back first because there's only
like
10 good ones.
Yeah, it was the meme from The Last Dance. You know, the guy that went like, or he like shrugged his shoulders, the security guard?
I thought it was like a person from The Purge. That's what it looks like.
He looks creepy.
Looks like he has a mask on.
Oh, speaking of The Purge, they came out with another one.
The Forever Purge?
Yeah.
I heard it was bad.
Really? We almost went to go see it at one of our tournaments, but we just never had time.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
Hmm. You know what else is bad? The new Space Jam.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
I heard that.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not giving any spoilers, but it was just weird.
Well, I mean,
I'm
in their defense,
lie.
It's a movie for 8-year-olds.
I understand that.
Everyone
like,
is going into it, you know, 20 and up, expecting a cinematic masterpiece. But like, you know, it's for people who pick their boogers. Like, it's not going to be a.
But like, it wasn't a terrible movie. It wasn't completely awful. But I was just, I don't know, the storyline, and the characters just made zero sense. Like it really did, and like how everything like came about, like this is hard to explain without giving spoilers, but
yeah, you don't gotta say anything.
It just wasn't It just didn't live up to my expectations. Let's just say that.
It's because you were expecting a cinematic masterpiece.
No, I was expecting something like the original Space Jam.
When you watched the original Space Jam, yeah.
When you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
No, I can watch it today, and I'm like, that's a good movie. Like,
sequels are never as good.
Except for Home Alone. I liked Home Alone.
No, I mean, that's because it was a trilogy. If your trilogies, your sequels can be good, but if you're just sequels, mm-mm.
What about Toy Story? They have four.
Yeah, they were gas because there's multiple. But if your goal is, we'll just make two and call it a day, the second one's going to be
never
trash.
Make two.
Well, you'll watch the
Okay, no. Grown Ups. Yeah. Grown Ups has two, and both of them are very good.
Okay, that's a good point.
But it's comedy. Comedies are a little different. Because I don't really think Space Jam's like a...
Or Daddy's Home. Comedy.
I haven't... Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. But once again, there's comedy.
Some good ones, yeah.
But I'm trying to think of other ones that have two that aren't a comedy, at least, that are still equally as good.
I don't think you're going to find one. Spider-Man?
Yeah. There's tons of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but the one with Tom Holland or Holland.
It's Tom Holland, and there's going to be a third one, and it's in a cinematic universe, so it's...
I still haven't seen the second one.
Yeah, it's the second best movie in all of Marvel.
I want to watch it. But I wanted it to come out on Disney Plus, but it's not on there. Oh, speaking of that, have y'all been watching Loki?
Yeah, it's already over.
Well, yeah, I know. I just got into it. I'm on episode 5.
Y'all have to, for any of you Marvel fans, all the Disney Plus shows you have to watch to understand any of the future movies, because it correlates. Like, it's like three standalone films. Yeah. So I don't know why I said films, movies.
The Marvels, like, everything's just so confusing.
Not if you're not stupid.
There's just so many.
I enjoy the action of a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
But it's just the whole thing.
You gotta get committed.
Yeah, you have to watch all of them to understand what's going on.
But yeah, so if you don't watch those three TV shows, when you go to watch the next Marvel movie, you've missed three movies. And in this, with it, how like intertwined it is, you miss three movies, you're lost.
Yeah.
I saw Black Widow, too.
I want to watch that. I didn't see that either.
It was good.
What's it called? Would you say Star Wars is like that? Do you feel like you could just like watch the sixth movie and never like watch...
Don't matter.
You're going to be confused, but like Marvel's so much more planned out. Like Marvel planned stuff in the first Iron Man that would pay off 15 years later, to where George Lucas literally didn't know Darth Vader was going to be... Sorry for spoilers for Star Wars. He didn't know Darth Vader was going to be Luke's father until they started recording the movie.
Really?
Like, he just based the plot based on what fans like.
Well, that made it a good plot. Wait, so the fourth episode, the first movie they made, you know?
They didn't know Darth Vader was going to be his father. That's how little in advance they planned.
Oh.
To where Marvel, somebody drinking a Sprite is going to have a payoff 15 movies later.
Yeah, they did plan that well.
Every little thread is planned so much. And that's why Marvel movies
are
the best movies.
That's crazy to think about, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't have the mind for that. Like, I couldn't make something and be like...
I would have
like,
so many plot holes.
Like, you would literally just have to sit down and watch every single show, like, every single show, every single episode, like, every movie, just to understand everything that's going on.
I love how at the end of the movies, they have, like, a little trailer.
Post-credit part. Scene.
Yeah, post-credit scene.
Mid-credit scene and post-credit scene. Yeah. Yeah, like this. There was a mid-credit scene for Black Widow, but there wasn't a post-credit.
Yeah, like, they were just a thing in the middle of the
movie. Well, no, what happens with credits is they give, like, the quick credits, and then with, like, a song playing, and then they do, like, the long credits with, like, every single thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's credits that go for, like, 30 seconds that has, like, the movie font, if you get what I'm saying, like, whatever font they choose, and then there's one that's just, like, the printed, just black and white, just credits.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So, in between the first credits and the long credits with just everything, there's like a 30-second, you know, scene.
Is it important?
Yeah, but you need to watch all the TV shows to make sense of it.
I forgot what movie it was, but I went to the movies with Connor to watch one of the Marvel movies. I didn't know about those post-credit scenes and stuff.
They're important.
So, as soon as the movie ended, I got up. And I'm just like stretching everything. He goes, "What are you doing?" I was like,
"Yeah, you got to be a committed fan."
"I was like, the movie's over. What are you talking about?" He goes, "No, it's still going on."
No, there's just 30 more seconds of important information.
I was like, and then I look around and nobody else.
Yeah,
is standing
nobody
up.
Budges. Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay, I guess I'll sit back down." And sure enough, as soon as I sit back down, there's a 30-second clip, and then as soon as it's over, everybody else gets back up, and I'm like, "Oh, I did not know that was a thing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you just have to kind of do it for like every movie, just in case. It's like something.
I mean, some of them don't matter.
Yeah,
a lot of them do, especially back in the day. A lot of them matter.
Post-credit scenes, mid-credit scenes go back way further than I thought they did. Like I kind of thought it was just a Marvel thing, but they did.
Yeah, it's in other movies.
Yeah, they did it. Like I mean, it goes back to like the 70s.
So I'm saying you just got to do it, like just in case you got to see.
Yeah, I always just look it up. As soon as the movie ends, I look up, did so-and-so have a post-credit scene? I love movies. I miss the movie theater.
Yeah. I've been once since COVID, I think.
I haven't.
Well, I mean, there.
I don't even know how long before COVID. Too.
What did we watch? Oh, yeah. We had a whole segment over it. Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, yeah. before COVID, I would go to the movies once a week, at least. Like, me, Bryson, Fernando would always just go to the movies because there was just so many movies that would come out. I mean, you could just find something to watch.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't so much money it'd be. I guess going to the actual movies isn't that bad. It's just the food you get.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't get any food, you're fine.
You sneak it in.
Yeah.
You can't really sneak in a drink. You gotta get a drink.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have, like, a water bottle, you can easily sneak that in. Okay. They don't check.
Pat you down with a little... You gotta go through
and you always wear a hat and you put candy in the hat. I'm sorry, honestly, for the awkward transition here, but
this just came.
Well,
this
once
just,
again,
we just
came
about
to our,
this.
Yes, this just came to our mind. But the biggest summer event is almost upon us. I mean, this is a matchup for the ages. Just thought of it. I thought it was in like 2 weeks, but it's in like 3 days. A little bit more than that, I think.
We're aiming for this coming Sunday.
Yeah, so a little less than a week. Wow, we gotta advertise this.
We'll tell them what it is.
Jackson, go ahead.
It's the big 1v1. I mean, I'm just gonna go straight to it. The big 1v1 between me and Terry Reynolds. I mean, this has been an event that's been going on. We've been planned out for a very long time. We talked about it last episode, but of course, that's been like
three weeks ago. Jackson hasn't touched basketball since because he never goes when we play.
No. So here's what I've been doing. I take my mental reps.
Yeah.
And I just imagine myself making a basket.
Oh, because y'all are going to play mentally?
Yes.
Like, y'all are just going to,
well, no, mental,
I just scored, I promise.
The mentality is half the battle. So if I can beat you mentally, I've got you beat physically.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Like, if I go into it knowing that I'm going to dominate and I've been training my butt off for this.
You haven't.
But in my mind, I have. In my mind, I've been training
Jackson,
my
I
butt
was
off.
So confident. I'm not anymore. I'm not. You haven't practiced at all.
I still have a couple days.
You have football every day.
Yeah, but at least he's getting in shape, you know. So he won't be out of shape.
You're going to tackle her. She's going to run past you and you're just going to full-on tackle her.
No, but I've never felt more confident going into an event in my life.
Right now, you just have strength. You have no finesse. You're going to blow past her and going for a layup, you're just going to throw it off the backboard.
Don't forget the headband. Okay?
We got the headband. The headband is ready. It's been in my car.
You need to put a 615 guy sticker on the headband.
But for any of you wanting to watch it, we know you want to. A time will be released. We'll release it on... probably our story, Instagram, Twitter, all that good jazz. Yeah, you can we'll probably live stream it on Instagram Live. So just how y'all watch the Highland games. You can watch the 1v1.
Maybe we'll set up a live podcast broadcast.
Bring in the ping pong table.
Post talk and pre talk.
Jackson, how'd you feel losing by 21? You got shut out. You lost by 3 touchdowns.
A little post-game interview.
It's not going to happen, though. I'm telling you. I just feel confident. There's something about it. I've never... Normally going into games like that, I don't feel confident. Especially with this little amount of training that I've had. But, you know, just beating her off the dribble. My shot's been feeling good lately.
Your mental shot.
My mental shot's been feeling good lately. Well, I think we'll be all right, you know?
I agree.
You need to practice.
My
money is on you, Jackson.
So. Mine was at first by far, but knowing that you haven't shot a basketball in 4 weeks, and it's a girls' ball.
Oh, I forgot it's a girls' ball.
Yeah, I've been using a boys' ball in your head. Yeah,
that should make it easier.
No, it's different. It just goes shorter. Like it doesn't, but like it messes your form.
Yeah, but it goes in easier.
It feels like, you know, like when you like throw a baseball and then you throw a tennis ball.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy difference in size. It's just weird. It feels like, weird.
Yeah, we had softball practice yesterday for our softball tournament we're going to be in. We'll advertise that sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Throwing a softball is so weird. I've thrown a baseball all summer. It felt like I was throwing a boulder. From the words of Brody, it felt like I was throwing a boulder.
Is that what he said about it?
Yeah. When he was hitting terrible, he's like, geez, this is like hitting a boulder.
Well, it should be pretty easy to hit. It's the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah, but you throw it up in the air 30 feet for slow pitch.
30 feet? Is that like over-exaggerating or is that actually?
Yeah, it's over-exaggerating. Okay. And then you know Brody can't sit back and wait on anything.
No, I bet he rolled over everything.
Yeah. Everybody did, except for me, because I'm awesome. My first swing, I hit a home run. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a good day. And then I only hit one more the entire round.
Come on now.
It went far, though. It went far. But not
did
far
it,
enough.
Did it hit the school?
No, I was dead center.
You didn't even hit the school?
It was dead center. I hit center field. Me and Brett used to take BP on the softball field, and I have hit a couple balls on the school with a baseball.
I remember when we were, I guess it was 13. Yeah. After one of our baseball games at Winfrey, me and Connor hit baseball on the softball field, and I was like half swinging, and it was just hitting balls way over the fence, and I felt like an absolute giant.
I felt like I was terrible. I hit like two.
But yeah, we've actually been practicing on like Jackson.
I'll practice for that too. I just got to worry about one sport at a time.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about you need to practice for the 1v1.
You're gonna practice.
What's
gonna
be? What's more important, the 1v1
physically.
Or the softball game?
Oh, right now the 1v1.
Yeah, it's closer.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, you need to, as soon as you get home from this, you got to put up some shots with a girl's ball.
I think I own a girl's ball.
I hope so. You don't own a basketball goal anymore.
I don't, that's right.
Mental shots, I guess.
I can just take dribble moves.
Your dog sitting for Fuller, go use his basketball goal. He'll
understand.
That's right. I got to go do that after this. Forgot about that.
Let Jackson do it, put up some shots. I'll even go with you and coach you. I'll be your trainer still.
Fuller's going to look at his cameras and it's just going to be us
in the lab. We'll have Siren guarding you so they can get their exercise. Mm-hmm. Wow, Patrick Mahomes just bought a soccer team. So now he owns a baseball team and a soccer team.
Pretty much owns his football team.
Yeah. And the NFL.
Yeah. All right, so on the 1v1 note, then we're going to wrap up episode 13 of 615 Guys. The boys are finally back in town.
Yes, we have arrived.
We want to thank this week's sponsor. Didn't go
once
that.
Again, thank you to Cliff Carey General Contractors. Check them out on Facebook at that same exact name. I'll repeat it again. Check them out on Facebook at Cliff Carey General Contractors. Thank you once again for the sponsorship. We appreciate it. Keeps us in business.
Absolutely. If you ever want to build a recording studio.
Yeah, for podcasts.
Hit them up.
Hit them up. Yeah. All right. So, until... I guess the next time we'll talk to you guys will be the 1v1. So
yep. Y'all come out and support.
The big
we'll,
dance.
We'll drop the address maybe.
Possibly.
As long as Jackson's practicing.
A packed
have
stadium.
530 people pull up.
Yeah.
All of our pack. Followers.
That would be something.
I mean, it's going to be the sight to see before school
starts
up.
Yeah, it is. It is the biggest event of the summer by far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, by far. Can't think of anything else important like the Olympics. Nah.
Yeah, screw the Olympics.
It's 1v1.
But until then,
the real gold medal.
But until then, we will see you guys later. The boys finally back in town. 615 guys.
615 guys out.
Peace. See you later.
The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys.